What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. And our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Bronze Roofing, Belleville Meat Market, and Angler U. All right, let's get to the weather. And they're calling for rain today. A lot of it's out in the Gulf, so we shall see if that lingers in here and gives us some much-needed rain anyway. Can't believe I'm saying that. It's been hot. All right. Looks like today showers likely, possible thunderstorm during the morning, then some lingering showers still possible for the afternoon, but a high of 86, north-northwest winds. They'll be shifting over to the east-southeast at 10 to 20, and they're throwing that 70% rain chance in the forecast for Galveston. Right now down on the island, it's 82 degrees. Looks like tonight shower still this evening. And there'll be some more developing overnight. Low of 81, south winds 10 to 20, about a 50% chance of rain. And tomorrow, rain chances kind of deteriorate. Stray shower thunderstorms possible with a high of 89, south winds 15 to 25. I don't know where these winds are going to come. I guess it's going to come off that low is all I can figure the best. But anyway, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. And we have four of them. Looks like right now we've got a high coming up at 7:29 a.m. It's a 1.4 coming off of a negative 0.6 last night. Then a low at 11:44 a.m., a 1.2. Then a high at 3:03 p.m., a 1.3. And then a low at 11:39 p.m., a negative 0.4. So those three tides during the daylight areas are quite weak. And looking around the system here right now, winds are pretty much down. Eagle Point showing a west wind at 1. I mean, it's 0 at the jetties. I can't even remember the last time I saw that. And it's calm. The old rollover side down there showing a northwest wind at 6. But Morgan's Point, northwest, kind of west-northwest at 5. So it's quite calm this morning. I'm liking that. Even at San Luis Pass, we have a west wind at 2 down there. It is very calm, so kind of like that. All right, getting to our starboard leaderboard update for the CCA Star, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. Still just two red tags claimed so far, Gary Merchant of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. And there's five blue tags weighed in. And the transport boat Mercury Coastline package looks like Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams are those five contestants that have a blue tag. And looking at the inshore division, Sheephead still being led by Eric Harper, a 9-pound, 10-ounce, and Gafftop, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. That was caught by Cherie Andrada. And a new leader in the drum division just kind of blew the lid off of things. 11-10 led for pretty much the entire tournament, but now 15-10 has been weighed in by Jason Smith of Sour Lake. And looks like the Hall Power Offshore Division, Kingfish, we had a big one weighed in. We had three on the board, but now Leslie Mabin of Groesbeck weighed in a 51-pound, 4-ounce Kingfish. That's going to be a big one to shoot for right there. Dorado, Cameron Hubner, 37 pounds, 3 ounces. Danielle Grunewald still hanging in there with that Ling at 56 pounds, 15 ounces. And Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, a 25-pound, 8-ounce red snapper. So it's kind of where we're at on that board. And, man, a lot of the boats that got out yesterday really tore them up, you know, offshore. A lot of beautiful fish caught yesterday. Man, the dolphin are on fire right now. A lot of dolphin being caught. So let's see if we can get the old hammer up on the air here. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, buddy?
We figured out what's the deal with your phone while we can't hear you.
No, I don't. It's not, man. It's
you
just,
have it on mute or something when you and Jay's talking?
No, sir. No, sir. It's working perfect. It's working. I called 5 different times till he finally answered. He said he didn't know what was going on. So yeah. Anyway, hey, we're there. I got to fish Monday, Wednesday, and yesterday. So yeah. It wasn't really on fire, but we had some good times, man. I had on Monday, I had Sammy from Belleville with his best friend Greg and his wife Carol, and I took them down behind San Luis Pass, and fishing was pretty slow, but it was just enough action to keep their interest in it. And the we were using live bait and free shrimping it, and we had some croakers and some shrimp, so we were using a little bit of both. But they had a mixed box of trout, and they had a few trout, redfish, sandies, they caught drum, and caught and released a 24.5-inch trout. Took a quick picture of it and let her go, and she was a beautiful path. It's a well, down around San Luis Pass, they got some big old fat trout down there. So
yeah,
we had
in the right place, the right time. There's some nice fish swim in and out of that pass down there, man.
Oh man, oh man. And then I think we had a couple of skipjacks, but the water was trying to clean up. Then it's got dirtier. The wind kept blowing out of the south and southwest until it started deteriorating, because on Wednesday I went back to the same area, and I had a family from the Dallas area. I had Arturo and his family, and they had his wife, and then they had 4 children. So I had 7 people counting myself on the boat. It was a little crowded, but we got around that. Old Carolina skiff handles it pretty good, but we did the same thing, went down. Now, I knew it was going to be more perch jerking today because these children were just six years old to 9 year, 6 to 9 or 6 to 10, something like that. But they were very young, 2 young ladies, a little boy, and a couple of 3 girls and a boy. But anyway, they did pretty good, Captain Mickey. It was a little slow at first, and they had 2 17-inch specs. They had 1 22-inch red, and then they had a couple of line burners, and never know what you're going to hook down at the pass, buddy, But using braid on these little 2,500 spinning reels, and just light enough for these little children. Man, I was begging them to hold on to those rod and reels, because, they had a couple of line burners, dude. It was ripping some drag, but I don't know what it was. Anyway, they had a great time. They had let's see what all did they. Oh well, after that, I said, you know what? It was already starting to get hot about 10:30, 10 o'clock, and I said, let's take these. Let's go do something else. So I drove them over to a channel over there by Cold Pass, and I got anchored right in about 19 foot of water. Looked at my depth finder. I could see the bait and stuff down there. And Captain, I had two of them on one side of the boat, two of them on the other side of the boat, and I had them drop straight down. And in about 30 minutes, we put 27 sand trout in the box.
There you go. They like that, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. There was some smiles in the boat. The kids were just like, oh, I got one. Well, I was busier than a one-armed man in a canoe race trying to get around that boat to get to the fish and get them off. Anyway, whoo, I worked my tail end off that day. But it was fun. It was fun for the kids anyway. And I know they'll be back because one of the little girls come up to me. She goes, I love fishing. And I thought that was so cool, man. Little bitty old girl telling me, I love fishing. So hopefully it has an impression on her for years to come. And let's see. Yesterday I had my cousin from Denton, Texas come in, Robin Wilson, and met him at 6 o'clock, got a good start, got out there, and we went back in the marsh and the back bays and using live shrimp underneath the popping pork. And man, it was zero. I mean, it was really slow. I had a good incoming tide. Well, not under a couple of little bitty old dinks, undersized, man, I don't know what it was, but he ended up with a couple of specks. He had some sandies and some croakers, and that's about what we've been doing, a mixed box in our bay fishing, and it's just what you get, man. You get a few croakers. I've had some decent size ones, and the sand trout, a decent size, a couple of them, you know, but a lot of little ones. And anyway, I stood there and cleaned 27 of them on Wednesday. I cleaned a few more of them yesterday for my cousin. And anyway, all in all, it was a pretty good week. The fish were biting, and it was pretty good. The water temperature was way up there towards 90, 80. Yeah, I seen 90 degrees. I don't know.
Oh, I believe it. That warm. By the time you come in, I mean, yesterday morning at daylight, it was 89 in places. So water's hot, man.
Boy, it is. All of our bait camps are looking good. They've been working their tail ends off, trying to keep the flags flying. And if you're a live bait fisherman coming down in this area, you shouldn't have any problem. There's four or five different bait camps spread out, and you can get you some live hop-o-matics.
Yeah, some of the shrimp. I noticed the other day when I fished with Blaine, some of those shrimp in the live well, they were shedding already, turning soft and everything. So.
Well, I missed your report. How did y'all do out there?
Oh, we had a blast. I hadn't thrown a cork in a live shrimp, and I can't even tell you the last time.
And Blaine, he got you to do it.
We're going to take you to this drum hole. You want to get some drum to eat. And so we slid in there, and boom, bam, boom. I mean, it didn't take long. We had 10 keeper drum, you know, perfect slots. And
oh, my goodness.
Them. And then we went trout fishing, and we caught them good. We had a real good time. No reds that
nice.
Day. We redfished for, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours. We just never hit them. I had one jump up in my lure, but it was fun.
Huh,
had a good time.
Well, that's good. You got to get out and enjoy some fishing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Really cool. Really cool.
Such perfect really cool. Conditions right now.
Well, I have a trip set up for tomorrow, Captain Mickey. Do you think we're going to get any of that weather? I'm looking
they
at
claim
the, watching.
We're going to get some today, but looking at radar, everything's out in the Gulf, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
unless
it's very iffy.
For some
iffy.
Odd reason, it starts moving inland. But I don't know today.
You know,
they're calling for a pretty good chance of rain today, but I'm not seeing it yet.
This trip today is a donation to the volunteer fire department down here, and I told the lady they've got plenty of time to take the trip. I got a feeling I'm a caller today. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder. I just don't like that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Just, so they're putting a 70% chance out there for Galveston, but you know, unless the way this thing's kind of turning, some of those will come in from offshore and nail us, you know, in the bays. But right now, everything is offshore.
Boy, it is, and there's a glob of it out there. I think I'm going to just ask them to wait to a better time, because, you know, we got the rest of the summer, and actually I would rather be fishing in October and November, but it is what it is. It's mighty warm out there, and we drink plenty of fluids, and had the little guys and girls, they were filling herself up with the Gatorades, and Mama told them, look, you're going to drink anything else, you leave those Gatorades alone, you're having a sugar rush. She said, get you a bottle of water, and made that little boogaroo drink some water.
Well, ain't no sugar in Gatorade. It just gets, shouldn't give much of a rush.
Hyper. It's just the taste of them. They're just like a, you know what I mean? It's just the syrup in them or whatever. But my doctor told me if you're going to drink one of those zero sugar Gatorades, still mix it 50-50 with water. You know, it's just still, you dilute it anyway. So, but let's see what the weather does. And hopefully I get to get these folks out there tomorrow, Captain Mickey, and put them on some fish.
All right,
fish.
Buddy. We'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to give you a call and get on down there, my friend.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683. Y'all have a great day, buddy, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, Hammer. You take care now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, 100 years combined experience, are here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you. 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 419 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County and check in with our good friend Bob Green, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bob. What's happening?
Well, good morning. Just lots of heat happening.
Yeah, it's a little warm, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I heard we're supposed to maybe get some rain this weekend. But
yeah.
Of course, all that's going to do is make my hay grass grow even more than it already is.
I don't know how anything can grow right now. I had mowed my yard so long, I forgot how to do it. Man, it's burning up. I never thought I'd want rain after, you know, all the rain we've had this year.
Well, it's for a fact. Well, maybe the phone will work this morning. They sent some kind of a booster out here. We got hooked up, so. And well, it sounds good. I mean, I can hear you good. And I didn't hear the music before, just before you got on.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he probably didn't have you potted up yet.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for that music. That's pretty good stuff that plays in the mornings.
Yeah, we do what we can around here.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks around here. We've had that friend in the hospital, and you know, when I was in a department, I worked term in the hospital out there for about 18 years in security, you know, at night. And I can hardly find my way around that thing. It's a city within a block there.
Yeah.
Trying to get around there. And, I mean, good gosh, it was just, well, of course, it's been 30 years since I was down there, 25 anyway.
Well, I've got friends that have had to go into that medical center and, you know, for cancer treatment and all that, and they said, I'd just rather die than to have to do that every, you know, two and three times a week. Said, I just can't take it anymore.
I tell you, you know, and everybody I know that was good.
It's tough on old people.
No. Yeah, I was a lot younger back when I was down there anyway, but it was easy to find your way around. I'd always go in from the east side of town or the northeast side of town, and when I had to come in from the west side of town, shoot, somewhere around that Galleria or something, just total loss. You know, traffic moving about 3 miles an hour.
I know. The older I get, the less patience I have for that kind of setup, and I stay away from it.
Well, you know, just
how's
looking
your friend?
At
the, I mean, has he gotten better? Everything?
Well, you know, when it first started out, it was going to be a transplant, and no, he's not going to be eligible for that. So it's hard. Just kind of one night, and it just improved overnight. I mean, of course, with all the prayers he had going off and on, you know, some of them must have got through, because he's actually back at the house right now as of yesterday.
Good.
He's got a long ways to go. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
But hey, it was better than the alternative. So.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on him. See what. And just check on him every day. All you can do. So.
Yeah.
And as far as fishing goes, I haven't done much, but I know for a fact anywhere from 17 to 20 feet. Mostly drop shot and Carolina rigs, what's going on right now. And colors vary. I've heard some colors. I don't know what they are. Of course, my favorite is red bug with a dip tail.
Yeah.
Or the little finesse worms, not a big worm. And then, of course, the other one is the perch. And I tell you what, I thought out some of those perch that William and I caught the other day, put a little olive oil in a pan and kind of tanned it a little bit and put some kind of stuff on it. But it was good. Little fillets were thick, you know, long, you know, for a perch fillet anyway.
Right. Those were some big brim, man.
Yeah, and they were, boy, it was good.
Was it?
And
I can imagine.
Of course, I didn't find one bone, and of course, that day I was in charge of cutting the rib bones out. So he said, if I got a bone, it's my own fault. no bones, thank goodness.
That's the way to go. Everybody loves to eat fish. They just don't like to deal with the bones.
Well, I kept asking my wife if she wanted to, you know, cut the heads off and gut a couple of them. Like, I mean, that's the way we all used to eat those perch. fry them up real good.
Oh,
crispy.
Yeah, take the top ends and all that off and then fry them up, yep. Tail and all, after you scaled them. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, well, they're still biting pretty good, and they usually do kind of through the summer anyway.
But, yeah, it's brim time.
Of course, they're easy, they're pretty easy to catch. Most of the ones we've been catching was anywhere from 6 to 10 foot. Mm. And seemed like some of the bigger, well, we don't seem to catch as many of the big red ears as we do just the other ones.
Right.
Not galgalt, but brim. I don't know what's going on with those, but I know Texas Parks and Wildlife about 3 weeks ago had gill nets out in three or four different parts of the lake. So I don't know where we get the information on those or not, of what they saw or what they didn't see. But we'll find out later. So anyway, water undoubtedly is in good shape because I'm relying on some of the information. Of course, some of that information I had been relating to was in the hospital the last 2.5-3 weeks. So, but it's all good. It's just too hot to fish right now, and phone calls this time of year just, you know, kind of non-existent. So everybody will get back into the groove here about September, the end of September, October, November, something like that. Maybe get that first little fronts we used to get in September.
Yeah, we haven't had that in a long time. I remember when we start back to school, we'd have them little cool fronts, and it was, you know, nice walking to school. And
well, and normally when we'd go put oats out or something at the at the deer lease, we'd have that little. That little cool snap, you'd get up there and it'd be hot as heck, you know, one day, and then overnight, next morning, you'd get that little cool, just made it feel good. Of course, that was always that same little front that comes through usually turned those fish on a topwater bite, too.
Yeah.
I was always told, ooh, if the weather feels good, that means the fish feel good. So, okay, that worked for me.
Yeah,
other than that, that's, yeah. So, anyway, that's, I'll get on the water next week. I think we got another week before school starts. So, we'll either get out there and run some bass spots, and then, oh, well, if that don't work, we'll pull our little earthworms out and go catch another mess of perch.
Yeah, I can't believe how early the kids go back to school, you know, in August.
Yeah.
I went back after Labor Day, I guess, when we started. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I guess they got to catch them up from everything they missed during the COVID bull.
I guess.
If that's what it is, who knows? we'll never know what damage that did. Or maybe we will.
Well, we're already seeing it. Yeah. It's,
yeah. Oh, Hulk Hogan passed away.
I know.
I'll be darned. I just saw the
Ozzy, Hulk. I mean, they're all falling. And that just tells us we're in the fourth quarter like they were. I just hope I'm not near the 2-minute warning yet.
No. I'm trying to figure out how I've got 75 years old. That don't make any sense.
I know. Hulk was, what, 71?
That's yeah, I know it. I mean, the people I'm seeing, every time I look at the obituaries from where I work, I'm thinking, man, that was only 69. It was only 70, or some was in the 50s. Like, well, I been know. Blessed so far. So.
Well, enjoy it every day you can. You just never know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I mean, my buddy's an example of that. Just because you're in great shape don't mean you are inside.
No, it's You never know like when they're going to pull your ticket, brother.
Yep, he had enough prayers going for every prayer list we could think of was working for him. So we'll just have to wait and see. You know, that's a life changing event. So
yes, it is. It
has to be.
But you can have everything in the world, but you don't have your health, you don't have nothing.
That's right. Well, I don't, just day at a time.
All right, man. Well, yeah, Bob, you have a good weekend, and if somebody wants to come up and fish Fayette County with you, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
The best way is just 281-460-9200. I had to think for a minute. It's been so long since
I said it's hard to remember your own number, you know.
I know. I usually we just push a button to call somebody.
I know. I used to be big time with phone numbers. I could have them all memorized in my head who I needed to call, and now with all this technology, you just scroll down, contacts, pop this guy. You don't even know his number, but you can hit the button and get him.
That's the way to do it. All right. Well, y'all have a great morning and good weekend.
We're going to do it, Bob. Well, I'm glad your friend's doing better, my friend.
Me too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Later. All right, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business for 38 years, and they specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates, and they're open 7 days a week. You can call them at any time. Just call them, and you'll get seen the same day for quick service. You know, in each roof, it comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze works with your insurance company. That saves you a lot of headache right there. And Skeeter and all the folks there, they do such a fine job of taking care of you and all your insurance needs, the whole nine yards. And that'll guide customers through the process, make it a lot easier for you. So visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com. Or give them a call anytime at 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go over to Matagorda Bay. Check in with Captain Tommy Alexander this morning, see what he's doing. Morning, Tommy. What's up?
What's up, Mickey?
Tommy Boy Alexander.
That's me. Well, just seeing what the kind of was just looking at the weather, seeing what it's going to do.
Well, right now, it looks
big
good.
Big talk. Last time I saw it, said something like 9 o'clock or 8:39, it would be coming over here, but I don't know. You never know.
Well, there's a little piece out in front of all this mess, and it's light green, maybe a couple of little yellow dots in it. It's moving your way, but it looks like it's going to stay just offshore to me. The way it's circling back around, it's just going to graze you. You might get some mist off of it the way it looks right now on radar. So,
yeah. Is it worse in the afternoon or like any certain time?
Well, they were kind of calling for this morning. But,
you know, keep saying
80% of it's all out in the Gulf. You know, unless we get some kind of spinoff of it, you know, from the backside and it starts moving inland some. But right now it's pretty much all out in the Gulf. The only thing really touching land is, you know, in Louisiana right there, just below New Iberia.
I got you.
Who knows, brother?
Yeah. Well, yesterday was good. I'd say first really good day I've had in several days.
Right.
You know, it's been tough. I mean, you get a good day here and there, but it's been tough overall.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was good. It calmed off. It was blowing due west, but it was just calm. It wasn't hard at all, you know. The only thing bad about yesterday is it got really hot. I mean, by 10 o'clock, it was boiling.
Yeah, it wasn't any breeze.
But we were done about that time, too, so.
That makes it better.
We had our fish, and we were just farting around.
Yeah.
It was, I would say, probably the best day I've had in a while.
Yeah.
You know, the water looked the best, and we did the best. It seemed like I went to one spot. I had an idea in my head. The first idea I had in my head, I went to, and it didn't work. We caught one flounder and a sand trout. And I said, all right, well, that idea didn't work. So I went back to normal game.
I've been there and done that, brother. you know.
I ran out of the way, you know, several miles for some idea I had. Caught a flounder and a sand trout. Said, okay, that didn't work. So I went back to my normal game plan, but I actually didn't make it all the way back to where I was going. I saw something that stopped me before that.
Yeah.
So I stopped before I got back there and made a little quick drift. I was like, man, there's a couple of slicks and some bait right here. It was kind of right on the edge of a reef. I was just driving by. I said, let's stop, make a quick drift. We made a drift, caught like four keepers. I said, well, let's fart around in here. And we ended up never moving from that little area. We just caught, you know, I mean, we didn't smoke them, but we caught three to five keepers every little drift, you know.
Every
little pass, we catch three or four keepers. And so we just stayed there and caught them. I don't know, had a couple of oversizers and just messed with them. And then it got boiling hot and we came on in. So
that's a good day.
Bad. Yeah, it was a good day. Better than the several trips before.
Well, that old water over your way is so hot now, and any kind of wind at all, it rolls it up.
Oh, it just rolls up.
There's so much phytoplankton and everything in the water, it stirs everything up.
Oh, yeah. We get a little bit of wet. And it's been that way. I mean, it's been off-color. We've just been fishing in off-colored water for a while.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the best I've seen you know, the bay look in weeks. So, yeah, and the water temperature was 87 yesterday. Pretty warm.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. It's about 88, 89 everywhere around here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
Well, and I looked at it yesterday morning with 87. I didn't even look when we came in, but I remember looking at 87 in the morning. So It probably was 89 when we came in.
I'm looking at the harbor right now. You got a northwest wind at 3.
Perfect. Huh.
And at your jetties, you got a southeast wind at nothing. It just, it's weird. It's just variable right now. It's so calm.
Yeah.
Well, all the way up here, we're calm up here, too, man. It's like zero at San Luis Pass now. It was about 4 or 5 a while ago.
Well, if the storms don't get us, that should spread everybody out and let everybody fish where they want to fish.
When I went on air and did the weather report, it was 0 at the North Jetty. Now it's 1. Galveston Channel's 2. Tech City Dyke is 0. Eagle Point is 3. It's crazy. Been a long time since I've seen that. Pull it up, and all the monitors are below 4 miles an hour everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's like months and months since I...
The calm before the storm, I guess, huh?
That they're predicting. That's what it is. But they did eat good yesterday, and there was no secret bait, because we caught fish on straight tails, and we caught fish on paddle tails. Mm-hmm. We caught fish on dark colors and light colors. So it didn't matter. I mean, I started out with paddle tail, and I had a guy with straight, another paddle, and at one point we had one of us was throwing a red and white. One of us throwing a purple and chartreuse, and one was throwing a chicken on chain, and we were all catching them. So I don't. There wasn't any color or anything to yesterday, really.
Yeah, everything I caught the other day was on paddle tails. You know, on that little sea shad, slamming chicken, Houdini, roach. It didn't matter.
I threw nothing but paddle tails yesterday, but. My guys had threw some straight tails. Actually, one of them was throwing an old school Norton Sandeel Jr. Uh-huh. Remember those Sandeel Juniors?
Right.
And he was throwing that in a chicken on a chain and catching them. So it straight or paddle didn't really matter yesterday, or color. None of it mattered too much.
Yeah, yesterday. I see where Norton's making a shrimp tail now with the little legs on it like Paul Brown used to put on his baits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard the company was for sale, Norton.
Everything's for sale if the money's right. Well,
he was advertising it. He was advertising it. Yeah, selling it. Yeah. I don't know exact price, but I heard he was advertising it.
Oh, Bob's been around a long time.
Yes, he has.
Probably had enough.
I've caught a lot of fish on that bull minnow.
Oh, yeah, that bull minnow.
Lots of fish. That roach bull minnow was my go-to for years.
Yeah, that was a go-getter.
Yeah, it was.
There's still so many baits that are still good that nobody ever throws. Everybody goes for the new stuff, you know.
Yep. Like red and white. I didn't throw red and white for like 5 years, but I started throwing it again this year. And I've been throwing, the last couple months, I've been throwing strawberry and white, and I've been catching them.
I used to love that strawberry with blue glitter in it, shrimp tail with a white tip on it. Cool tip. You know what? You never see any baits anymore electric blue. There's been so many millions of trout die on to electric blue. It works so good in so many different, you know, color schemes of water and everything. Never see it.
No. It's just everybody gets on that new stuff.
And look at black. I mean, that smoke and black this time of year in the hot summertime just used to be killer. Nobody throws that anymore.
I had, actually yesterday, the guy that was throwing the sand deals, he lost, his bait got ripped up, his chicken on chain. Yeah. And he put on Norton Sandhill Jr. again, but it was black with a red flake and a chartreuse tail. And he put that one on, and he caught, I don't know, at least a couple on it.
Yeah.
So, I ain't seen that black, red flake, chartreuse tail in a long time. In a long time. He had all these old-school baits, and every one of them worked. Every one he put on, he caught at least one on every one.
The other day, I was fishing with him, and one of my sea shads got tore up on a little trout. You know how they shake their head and rip them all up?
Yeah.
And I just opened my bag, and there was a box in there, and it had all shrimp tails in it, old school shrimp tails, and I pulled a smoke with a chartreuse tail out. Every cast, no matter.
Every cast.
Old school, yeah. It don't matter.
No, I take Marv Coon still quite often, like every other week.
I bet he throws some old school stuff.
Yeah, he throws some old school stuff, and he the other day put on a shrimp tail, an old school shrimp tail, and it was that natural one they called it or whatever they used to call it, natural, I think.
Right.
And it was faded on top of that. It wasn't even like the normal color. It was like faded. And he put it on. He caught one keeper, and then he lost the biggest trout I've seen all year long. He had on it, and he got off right by the boat. But
oh man,
it's just funny. Yeah, it was old school, and it was faded. I mean, I don't know how long he had that thing, but it worked. I mean, he caught some fish on it. So. And we lost the biggest one I've seen all year on it. You never know.
All right, Tommy, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to get with you, come down Matagorda Way and get with you. How they reach you?
Yes, sir. On Facebook, it's Tommy Alexander. Phone's always the best. Text or leave a message. 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, have a good day. Hope you catch him again.
All right.
See you, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. All right, that's Captain Tommy Alexander in Matagorda. Now let's run down to South Padre and check in with our good friend, Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. How are you, man?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. And you?
Pretty good. Just getting ready for a day on the water, loading up
that's
the gear.
It. Can't beat that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think we're going to try to chase some big fish today, see if we can get lucky, get after a few tarpon, and if not, we're going to try to get offshore a little bit, maybe get some snapper and some ling. Worst case scenario, come in and try to grab some bull reds, who knows?
Right.
We've had a long week of fishing. I've been trying to chase some bull reds and some tarpon and stuff like that, and it's been fairly successful, just not as successful as last year because they're dredging right now, so like they're like dumping out all the dredge water at our inlet.
Oh man.
So our inlet is from like 15 foot of crystal clear viz, you know, to like chocolate milk right now. So
Goodness.
It's been like that all summer. It's just really messed up. I would have thought they would have made those people go a few miles offshore and dump that stuff, but I'm not sure. So it's been making it a little bit tough there, you know, catching the fish that we like to catch. But, you know, I'm still running up the beach and whatnot and chasing the big tarpon. And then, you know, on days when it's too windy, we're inshore chasing small tarpon, snook, or if we really need to, or if my clients prefer, we go and try to catch some trout, redfish, maybe some black drum. It's been kind of happening. There's the big schools of drum around. Everybody's catching a bunch of those, you know, And then people are still seem to be catching some pretty good trout. I fished for trout one day last week, and normally I'm catching them in that murky stuff or the chocolatey stuff right now.
Uh-huh.
But I was seeing a ton of bites in that like murky water, that margarita colored water.
Uh-huh.
And I was seeing a ton of bait jump and stuff. I thought we were going to whack them, and we just caught a few dinks. And so I said, what the heck? And moved over to, the other color change from the clear to the murky stuff, rather than the murky stuff to the chocolate stuff, you know?
Right.
And we started doing good. I mean, my clients were catching some fish. There was enough to go around, or even I got to throw a few casts of my jig head in there, and I actually caught a couple little 22 inchers to release. And It was good. It was good. We had a quadruple hookup on Bull Reds. You know, the little schools kind of pop up and start eating up the corks and whatnot. So that was a blast. you always get that quadruple hookup in that huge school, and you end up popping off at least two of them.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Because all the other redfish are trying to yank
your lines going through the school, and the other one will swim into your line and break you off. Yeah, it just gets crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're eating the popping corks. They're literally trying to grab the bait out of the side of the fish's face. Like, if it's hanging out the side, they're trying to steal it from its face. It's like crazy seeing the action of those things do that. And you pull in the cork, and it's just missing a bunch of chunks, got a bunch of teeth marks all in it.
Well.
So that's always a blast. You know, I prefer to throw the jig myself personally. It's more fun, obviously, for me, and most guys prefer it. Most fishermen prefer that. But sometimes out in that deeper water, you know, that vast, deep area, those popping corks are really what calls in, like, it'll call in the whole school of fish, you know.
Wow.
Crazy. I've seen them blowing up.
Throwing popping corks.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I go out there. I've gone out there before to try to do it with like these big tuna poppers, just for the heck of it. And eventually, you might come across them, but you're gonna miss out on a lot of trout throwing that huge popper, you know. So, top waters could be fun, but that's more of like a client spot for me. We're going just to try to get some fish, and most of my clients are lots of them when I'm out there are kind of beginners, so we're usually just giving them the old popping cork and DOA shrimp, the jig head method. There's so much bin fish out there that it's almost impossible to use a live shrimp unless, you know, you're really old school.
I was just fixing to ask you that. I said I was going to ask you if anybody threw a lot of live shrimp down there, or is it possible with all the piggies and everything?
It's impossible with all the piggies and the clear stuff. If you're in the murky stuff, it works a little better, but I mean, there's a lot of bait fish. The old schoolers still do it. You know, the old schoolers still do it. They do a lot of free lining along channels and along the intercoastal and along the, like the old causeway and stuff like that. That's really old school style free lining a live shrimp with a split shot, you know? But I mean, most of the guys, if they're going to live bait for trout, they're just going to throw croaker.
Right.
You know, that seems to be what most, like 90% of the guys are doing. There's a few lure guys left out there, and then there's some old school popping cork and shrimp guys, you know. But
that's what's so good about fishing. Everybody fishes their own way and does it their way, and everybody catches fish.
Yeah. I was gonna say, some people like to get mad about the bait guys and stuff like that, and I always say, man, if all the guys were lure guys, then all the lure guys would be in all your lure spots. Yeah, all your lure spots would be loaded up with people, man. You need to have the good old anchor up bait spots for some of the guys, you know?
Right.
Not they're all going to be pulling up behind you in your favorite spot, and then you're going to have something else to complain about. So I just let everybody do their thing, you know, and hopefully everybody has a good time. You know, the ones who work hard, hopefully they catch the most fish, the hardest workers, and that's usually how it ends up.
It is. You're exactly right.
And
whoever puts in the most effort at it is always the most successful.
Yep. We'll see what today brings us. You know, hopefully we get on some good fish. And I've been 3 weeks straight working. So I haven't had a day off in 3 weeks until this Sunday. I got a day off tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I've been in zombie mode for about 10 days.
Well, that's a good thing. Make hay while the sun shines. And
I've just been a money hungry zombie for 2 days chasing chasing fish.
Make that money up.
10 days chasing fish.
Then you can go hunting this winter.
Yeah, right. Maybe I can afford to hunt this time around. It'll be good though. We're looking forward to looking forward to the prime time of tarpon season coming up and whatnot. It's like I broke a record every week. It's just been the windiest year that we've had, so we're still getting days where it's like 3 to 4 foot surf sometimes, you know. It's starting to calm down towards generally 1 to 2s every day, but they're big 2s, 2.9s, 2.8s, you know. But today and yesterday seem calm.
Right. It's calm up here this morning. Well, the whole coast looks just calm and beautiful. I had a listener text, said, does anybody throw live croakers down there?
Everybody throws live croakers for speckled trout.
Everybody does?
Here.
Okay.
I'm one of few that doesn't. There's maybe, I know maybe 4 or 5 guys that don't.
Right.
But this time of the year, tourist season, plus it's hot and it's hard. You're going to be, if you book a guide, there's a very good chance that he's going to be throwing croaker.
Got you. Well, yeah. That's good. That's what the listener wanted to know, if anybody did it down there like they do up here.
Oh, yeah. It hit here a little bit later than it did. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Everybody hits them in different ways, you know. You got your wade fishing or drift fishing artificial guys. You got some guys that prefer the live shrimp stuff. And then some dudes swear by pinfish. And, you know, the biggest trout that I ever caught in my entire life was just under 34 inches, and I caught it on a piece of cut greenback ballyhoo drifting. And the old schoolers, the old schoolers down here, like there's always like lots of people. You'll always find somebody to complain. Remember when Gulp came out and everybody was complaining, trying to get Gulp banned from the tournaments. Now Croaker is the new Gulp. And before there was Gulp and Croaker, there was greenback ballyhoo on the bottom, or a whole greenback ballyhoo with a circle hook through the eye.
I saw that firsthand back in the tournament days when I was fishing the tournament down there. The guy that won was using ballyhoo under the bridge down there and smoked everybody. Big trout.
And I caught that big trout drifting four redfish on accident, cut ballyhoo during the shallow sport tournament.
How about
maybe 15
that?
Years ago. Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was a redfish.
I got to run, my friend. If somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can reach you and come down and fish with you, man.
Sure. Best way would be a direct phone call or a text, area code 956-755-9413, or you could check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Hey, get your days in and get your time off. We'll see you, man.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you. Later. All right, it's time for a break. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.